This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is Karen Allen, BBC East Africa correspondent in Nairobi, just back from Khartoum in Sudan. Later today, the International Criminal Court will announce whether it's issuing an arrest warrant for the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, on charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, all committed in the western province of Darfur. Karen Allen, how much of a precedent would this be?
It depends exactly how far the judges at the International Criminal Court decide to go. If they go with all three charges, as you've described, genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, it'll be the first time that a leader's been indicted on those charges and on genocide in particular. But either way, if they do issue an arrest warrant, it will be the first time a serving head of state has been indicted by an international court. So this is a precedent for the world's first permanent war crimes court. We should know in about 20 minutes' time, President Bashir's fate.
So what does this do to test international law to have an arrest warrant for a sitting president, someone who can presumably still address the UN General Assembly?
What it does in practical terms is, if an arrest warrant is issued, it would limit where he can travel. It would effectively be a travel ban to countries that have signed up to the International Criminal Court, and it would put the onus on them to arrest him. Now, given the fact that countries in Africa and in the Arab League states, with the exception of Jordan, said that they're not prepared to enforce any arrest warrant, in practice, it may not have a huge bearing on President Bashir. In addition to that, there is no police force. The International Criminal Court has no police force of its own. And certainly there's no indication that the government of Sudan has any attempt to try and hand over their president to the court. So this may be seen as largely symbolic. Many observers are saying that an arrest warrant may not actually be acted on until President Bashir finally leaves power, if at all. So it is a real test to see how far the International Criminal Court will go, first of all by issuing an arrest warrant in the first place,
right,
and secondly seeing how it will be expedited in the coming years.
At the very least, it provides a disincentive for Bashir to leave power if he's going to get picked up on the street because of this outstanding arrest warrant. I tend to be very cynical about these things. In the few seconds before we go, what is the likelihood that the gathering of evidence and the showcase of that evidence at trial would become an international incident on its own, even if they can't actually enforce an arrest warrant?
Well, that is exactly what the concerns are, and those that are opposed to this are saying the type of international diplomacy, this is a politically inspired court, and there are concerns also that it would effectively grind to a halt any efforts there are to try and come to a peace agreement with rebels and the government of Sudan. So there are many people saying the timing is very bad, this isn't the way to deal with it. Yes, there needs to be justice, but peace has to come first.
Karen Allen, BBC East Africa correspondent, laying out the difficulties of an arrest warrant possibly being issued in the next 20 minutes or so against the president, sitting president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir.
The indictment of the president is not good and is unacceptable to the Sudanese people. The conflict cannot be solved nationally because France and America have engineered the conflict in Sudan. They just want to cause trouble for Sudan, as it is a targeted country like Iraq, Iran, and Syria.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.